Ballot language can be confusing. If you've had to vote on constitutional amendments, you know that. But some lawyers who often deal with confusing language say it's too much so, and some of them filed a class action lawsuit against state officials yesterday. Now, the suit alleges that the language on proposed constitutional amendments are misleading, and they singled out one in particular. That amendment would give the state more control over public schools. WABE's Kate Sweeney reports now on that ballot language, how it came to be, and exactly what it means.
To find out if the language of Amendment 1 makes sense to people, we headed to Piedmont Park.
Could I show you this language and could you tell me what you think?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shall the Constitution of Georgia be amended to allow the state to intervene in chronically failing public schools in order to improve student performance?
So when you just see that, does it make immediate sense to you?
No. I have to like read it again. I'm like, what?
Not really. I have to read it like two or three times.
Really? I mean, shall the Constitution, like nobody even talks like that, you know?
I mean, the state, what is the state?
Does intervene, what does it mean that they're taking over?
Let me read it again. I got to read it again. You mean to allow the state to intervene?
24 words and so much confusion. This experience of rereading something you're supposed to vote on a second, third, or fourth time drives Ginny Reddish nuts.
I'm an expert in plain language, clear writing, and the usability of all types of documents and products.
Reddish headed up a study on ballot language. Participants voted using two different ballots, one using traditional ballot legalese and one using short sentences and small words.
And it said, should this jurisdiction retain so-and-so as the judge? And we changed it to the word keep, and that was much easier for people.
But plain language isn't exactly sweeping the nation. Just recently, accusations of misleading ballot language have popped up in Pittsburgh, Austin, St. Louis, San Jose, and the states of Nevada and California. Constitutional lawyer Jerry Weber says ballot language is confusing for a reason.
Oh, I think it's very much about partisan politics.
Now, to be clear, Weber is a partisan himself. He's the lawyer who just filed a class action lawsuit calling the ballot language for Amendment 1 misleading. In Georgia, ballot language is written by legislators, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the Speaker of the House.
Because the legislature wants an amendment to pass or fail. And the way they can do that is by having language that sort of coaches the voter to a yes or a no vote.
In this case, the governor and lawmakers who wrote the amendment want it to pass because they think the state would do a better job of turning around failing schools. But they're the same people who wrote the ballot language. For its part, the governor's office calls that language fair and accurate. By law, that language has to be a brief form of the full constitutional amendment. After all, who has time to read the whole thing? Well, we do, because we're public radio. Here, in full, is the constitutional amendment Georgians will be voting on in November, known as Amendment 1.
The General Assembly may provide by general law for the creation of an opportunity school district and authorize the state to assume the supervision, management, and operation of public elementary and secondary schools, which have been determined to be failing through any governance model allowed by law. Such authorization shall include the power to receive, control, and expend state, federal, and local funds appropriated for schools under the current or prior supervision, management, or operation of the Opportunity School District, all in the manner provided by and in accordance with general law. Hey, there we go.
Try to figure that out in a voting booth. How would this look in plain language? For that, let's go to education reporter Martha Dalton, who described it in a recent story this way.
The governor's plan would create a state-run school system called an Opportunity School District to manage schools that have consistently failed to meet state standards.
School performance would be measured by things like test results and graduation rates. At Piedmont Park, I showed Martha's plain language version of Amendment 1 to a jogger named Jeremy.
So this is what it would actually do.
Okay.
If like this language appeared on the ballot, would that be clear?
Yeah, it'd be way more clear because it gets specific. The other one's kind of like older language and just some big words and you don't really understand it.
In late August, a preamble was added to the ballot language voters will see in November. Critics, including the Georgia PTA, called it misleading, too. Kate Sweeney, WABE News.